two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome back to another edition of KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Scott, thanks for being with me on the show tonight, buddy. Are you excited for tonight's show?
You know what, Alex? I am extremely upset, and I'm fired up right now.
Everybody's upset, and I'm
my
actually,
goodness, I'm this actually is a laughing. Joke, I'm a freaking laugh, joke.
I'm laughing a little bit about everything because I know how sensitive everybody is right now. And yes, while we were on the air last night, I want to issue an apology to everybody who was listening. I was very upset about how the game was shaking out against the 76ers in the second half, especially in those last 2 minutes. I felt like the refs didn't do a good job. I want to apologize. The refs, it turned out, only made 6 mistakes during those last 2 minutes, according to the NBA, in those late calls. So they only missed 6 calls, according to the NBA. That's where we're going to start. That and the massive amount of disrespect going on with the All-Star game that was picked this afternoon or this evening as well. So let's start right there. It's a 7:05 cut, and we'll start with the Utah Jazz.
The cut at 7:05. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
What are you so mad about? Tell me what you're so
mad
about.
What am I so mad about?
Yes. Wait, okay. Hold on. I gotta say this. The cut always brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Struggling with ED, sick of pills? Visit Wasatch Medical Clinic for a free offer. Scott, now you can go. Tell me why you're so upset.
If I'm the Utah Jazz.
You are mad. I can hear it.
I would just go in dark mode.
Oh.
Just the rest of the season. I wouldn't talk to people. I wouldn't shake their hands.
Kangaroo
I wouldn't,
court.
I would just be on a mission.
Oh.
I would go full Rambo on the whole NBA. How do you have the best record? The best record in the entire NBA, and you have these morons picking these basketball teams, and it's 100%. Don't even kid yourself that this is not something, this is a total slide on the Utah Jazz.
Well, let me play for
everybody
you.
In the state of Utah and all your buddies, our little friends at KSL Sports that like the Los Angeles Lakers. You know what? I'm not talking to those guys anymore.
All right.
You're dead to me. Dead to me right now. This is an absolute joke.
All right. So I want to just play. So I thought you were going to go with being upset about the missed calls that were there in the last night's game.
Believe me, there's plenty to talk about with that.
There with that, but I want to start with what Scott's referring to, and that is the All-Star Draft show happened. I guess it was an hour and a half ago. They kind of ended up finishing everything on TNT, and Team LeBron and Team Kevin Durant were Team KD and Team LeBron went through their picks. And LeBron went through, made all of his, they both went back and forth, and the last two guys picked in the entire draft for these teams were Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell, the last two picked. And now, and then everybody had a hearty laugh about picking those two guys last. Here's what it sounded like.
I just want to say something because there's no slander.
Whatever. I didn't like LeBron before. I don't even like him now.
Okay, let's listen.
No. You guys got to understand, just like in video games growing up, we never played with Utah. Even as great as Carl
Malone, John Stockton, that is so wrong.
Never picked those guys in video games.
That makes it even worse. It's not funny.
Hold on,
we gotta leave it right there. You can say something.
I gotta say one thing. LeBron says, "I really need some size," and he got 7'5" Gobert,
right?
And he goes with 6'2" Sabonis. Are you kidding me?
They go to the break with a hearty laugh about them not picking.
So he basically admitted, when growing up, it's just like, you know, you would never take Karl Malone and John Stockton on your team.
So he goes, you gotta know, we didn't take John Stockton and Karl Malone. We didn't play with Utah. Oh, but you picked all the Indiana Pacer teams on those video games? I don't think so. I don't know if this is a slight. Do you think that
Utah
is the unpopular team now? No. Do you think they're the kids that people whisper about behind the lockers at school?
No, what they're saying is they're calling them out. They're calling the Utah Jazz out. They say, we don't think you deserve to have the best. I mean, they have the best record. You can't argue. The record is the record. They have the best record. They have zero respect.
We don't think you're that good.
Zero respect from anybody. And the only way that you gain respect, look.
They have one of the two head coaches in the All-Star game.
Right.
And they have two guys on the, it's not even close too. There aren't a lot of teams with two players on the All-Star game, an All-Star team. And here we are. And yet the Jazz somehow, and I want to know this though. Are we finding a way to feel sorry for ourselves, this chip on our shoulders.
What do you mean, feel sorry for yourself?
You're doing it. You're doing the thing where you're finding the chip on your shoulder for the dumbest thing.
It is not the dumbest thing. No, this is not the dumb. Are you kidding me?
I know this.
This is not the dumbest thing in the world.
Okay.
In the early 90s, there was a team called the Detroit Pistons, and they became the Bad Boys. And you know why they became the Bad Boys? Because everyone was in love with
the
Magic
Bulls.
Johnson, with the Bulls, and with Larry Bird.
Sure.
Okay? And they said, you know what? We've had enough. We've had enough of being picked on. We're tired of it, and we're going to do something about it. And they just, it was us against the world mentality. So Donovan Mitchell all fired up about the NBA reffing calls, which he should be. And by the way, the refs came out and admitted in the last four minutes, they missed six calls. And it's like, well, thank you so much for telling us after the fact.
Right.
And it's just, they used to do this in the NFL. It was so infuriating to me that you'd go, we missed that one and we missed that one. And it's like, yeah. So those are chances and opportunities that we could have scored points. We could have, you know, it affects the outcome of the game.
Well, let me play what Donovan said after the game because, the headlines from today were Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell using explicit language, you know, about the referees and about the games. So we'll play.
Explicit language isn't even enough.
I know. Because this is a family show, we'll dial it back. Here was Donovan after the game with the media call.
It's tough to go out there and see how we fight and compete and to have a game like that taken from us. And I'm never, ever want to blame a ref, to blame an official. I could say we could have done more, but this is getting out of hand. You know, there have been games like this that we've won. There have been games like this that we've lost. But this whole refereeing stuff and the way we're nice, we don't complain, we don't get frustrated. You know, we fight through things. And the fact that we just continually get screwed in a way by this, you know,
get like mad,
we
Donovan.
Won this game.
Get
in my personal
mad.
Opinion, you know.
That's right. The Jazz need to have their Ralphie moment. And I'm telling you, this loss and all this stuff that's happening could be the very best thing to happen to the Utah Jazz going into the All-Star break.
Let me tell you something before we go out. And you're not going to like this, Scott. Donovan complaining about the calls. I was there last night. I was there. You heard me. I was doing the same thing.
Yep.
I can't believe this. We're getting ripped off. No one wants the Jazz to win. At some point, you have to just go, you know what? We missed some big shots, too. But Mike Conley could have won the game on a good look that he had at the end of that game. They could have easily taken more control of that game than they did. don't put it all on the refs. If you're going to be a superstar team, don't put it all on the refs. All right, we're going to take the break here. Scott doesn't want to hear it. We'll come back. Ben Anderson from the from KSLSports.com is going to join us. He wrote up an article about those missed calls and about the slight of Gobert and Mitchell being picked last in the All-Star Draft. Stay right here with us. More to go on KSL's Unrivaled on KSL News Radio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.